Good day, journal. What if? What if you thought more of yourself? What if you thought about yourself more? What if you made yourself a priority? What if you no longer put everyone's needs above what you need to be at your best? What if? What if you thought yourself worthy of a magnificent life? What if you stopped giving all of yourself to the needs of others? What if you just made it up in your mind that you would do for yourself now? What if? Made his life up of a lot of what ifs. Sadly, in your case, you haven't asked or answered the question quite enough. What if you'd ask yourself, what if more? What if you'd said, before I give all my time and energy to making sure another's life is better than they imagined their life could be, I give more consideration to what I want for my life? What if I think more about how good my life could be if I apply my time and energy to my life? What if? Yes, you could have and probably should have asked and answered the question, what if, a time or two more in your life? You now suspect that had you done it, you might have arrived where you are at this place and time in your life much faster and far sooner than you got here. But you didn't. So you can only retort, oh well, thank God, I'm here now. Only being able to offer yourself the words, oh well, thank God, I'm here now, says it all. Those words accurately explain why it took so long for the life you live today to arrive. If your life were to play out on a phone screen, it would read, loading. Regrettably, the loading process, like an app needing an update, would be as slow as molasses. It was like your best life was a computer program that took too long to load. The words on the screen of your life flashed repeatedly. Serial best-selling award-winning author and renowned global public intellectual is taking a little longer than expected. We'll be right with you. So now, do yourself a favor and be okay with asking, what if? Your life matters. It indeed does. It would help if you reminded yourself of that routine. You must say, my life matters. Acknowledging that your life matters cannot be an admission that pathetically describes that your life matters when it comes to helping, serving, and making sure others know that their lives matter. No, it would help if you assertively acknowledge that your life matters because it does. What you hope and dream for in your life matters as much as anyone else's. Give yourself a chance to live up to your unlimited, God-given potential. Start right now, accepting and acknowledging just how much your one life matters. What if you thought your life mattered as much as you insisted the lives of those you loved and adored long ago mattered? I bet their lives might not be as good as they are if you hadn't fought tooth and nail for them to do what mattered most to and for them. Suppose you had not so generously allocated so much of your time and energy to helping, serving, and meeting other folks' needs. In that case, I bet you might have been better able to make your audacious hopes and dreams come true long before now. What if you paid more attention to what it took to navigate your journey? You might not have had to reduce your hopes and dreams to something substantially less than audacious. Maybe you'd have not have lived so timidly, afraid to ruffle any feathers, fearful of hurting hurting others' feelings. Perhaps you would move about throughout your life as the true king of the jungle, who never forgot who you are, rather than a scared, forgetful, and even by those who profess to love and adore you, a quickly discarded and easily overlooked lion. What if you'd done things differently? You could ask what if to infinity. However, doing so would only drive you crazy. Instead, what you need to do moving forward is give no regard to what could have been or what if you had done something different in the past. The past is what it is, a time that is no longer available. The past is like ashes, merely remnants of what existed before the fire. The past is but the moments in time that you've already burned through. But as you go forward from this space and place and time, you can, should, and must begin to ask, what if? Before you give up pursuing happiness, seeking life's meaning, and taking on who you want to be known as when you are no more, you better ask, what if? What if you take this time to help serve and ensure another person knows their life matters? Anyone care enough about you to help serve or confirm that your life matters? Or will you find yourself like much of your past life, trying to figure out how to make the most of your life, given having already bequeathed a great deal of your time and energy to the wants and needs of others? What if? Say it aloud. Say it repeatedly. What if? What if you loved yourself? I mean, what if you legitimately loved yourself? What if you valued the finite time the Creator gives us? What if you no longer put your life on pause, proceeding as if you will have a future opportunity to return to the quest for your best life, behaving as if you have all the time in the world to do for yourself later? What if you didn't exclusively spend the present helping, serving, and ensuring others know their lives matter? What if you looked out for yourself first more? The precise way and the exacting fashion you look out for those you love and adore. What if? What if today was the day you promised the Spirit that you would be at your best for as long as the Creator sees fit for you to be amongst the living? What if you now swear, not pinky swear, but make the eternal, everlasting affirmation that henceforth and forever, you would do all in your power to live your life just as you always imagined? From this day forward, I will give the best of myself, not away to another or others, but to be the best version of myself who lives my best life. What if your life could be whatever you wanted it to be? What if the world were perfect for you? What if you started working to make your life whatever you wanted it to be right now? What if you began to do your part to make the world you live in for whatever time remains your little slice of heaven, where things in mind, body, and soul are perfect for you? What if you loved yourself as the divine intended? What if you believed and then treated yourself as if you mattered? What if?